you for taking a ride on the Freedom Train, your community podcast series. I'm your host, Joe Support, and as always, ride with me, my good friend, Mr. Patrick Irvin. The Freedom Train is brought to you by PACS, Inc. That's PACTSINC. And PACS, Inc. is a black advocacy organization aimed at developing the black community to its maximum potential through a focus on education and economics with a trace of hard work, honesty, and integrity. And for more information, make sure you visit www.pactsinc.org. And while you're online, make sure you visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com. Like us on Facebook, Freedom Train, the Freedom Train Network. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at _FreedomTrain. And last but not least, make sure you subscribe to the Freedom Train podcast on either Google Play or iTunes, because we trying to be large and in charge. Pat, what's going on?
Turn me up in my headphones.
You want to freestyle?
Bring the beat back.
You sure?
Nah, I'm playing.
I see, man. You always talking about you want to freestyle, then when you get you the thing to freestyle, you ain't ready to
catch
freestyle.
Me in the moment, man. You can't, like, when the beat be playing and the intro.
You ain't no rapper.
And I be rocking. You
ain't
know?
No real rapper, man.
You're
calling it like
I'm
it
an
is.
MC. You feel me?
Chicken most certainly.
With
there
a baseball
go.
Bat and a soda. Who we got,
hey,
yo?
Hey, man, look, I'm excited about this show. This phenomenal woman that we have on our show today, I was on YouTube. I don't remember how long ago, but I'm on YouTube, and I come across this video blog, Cat Harvest Success, Nothing Less. So the name, you know, the title of the show caught my attention, so I started watching it. She has a great interview. Great personality. She brings the best out of the guests. So I watch another one and another one and another one, and then I become hooked. Make sure I subscribe to the channel and, you know, get my updates about the new show on the YouTube. And Cat Harvin, I say, you know what? I want to interview her. We need to interview her. We have to have her on the Freedom Train podcast series. So I reached out and it worked out. It worked out. So somebody is looking out for us, Patrick. So, my audience, we would like to introduce to you all Miss Cat Harvin. How you doing, Cat?
Hey, Joe. Hi, Patrick. How you guys doing?
Our studio audience loves you, so we got to give you a applause. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Can the studio audience give Maya Angelou a round of applause as well for that phenomenal woman reference?
Hey, man, there you go, Maya Angelou. There you go. There you go.
All right, that's enough of that. Back to
this. All right. So before we get deep into it, I want to give the people a little background information about Cat, and then, you know, we're going to jump into the interview. So Cat Harvey was raised by her loving mother and grandmother in Washington, D.C. She was taught at an early age that there was no such thing as impossible, and that success principle is what kept her from putting the limits on what she can achieve in her life. She started her own show on YouTube called Success Nothing Less, #KHSNL, in which she interviews A-list celebrities and people of influence from around the world. She believes that everyone has a story to share, and by people watching her show, it will positively impact them and make their dreams become a reality. It is a vision of hers to turn her project into a radio show, a national TV show, where she can reach more lives and she can help change more people and be more engaged with the Cat Harvey SNL show. She has made the decision to start becoming the person she wanted to be, and then everything she ever dreamed of became attracted to her. She has been able to spend more time with the ones she loved, travel worldwide, help others, achieve financial independence, and most importantly, live her life by design. And once again, we are introducing Miss Cat Harvey. Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
yes,
ma'am. What a great introduction.
Thank you. You deserve it. Like I was telling people, this is a young lady that you guys want to get to know. Make sure you subscribe to her YouTube channel, Cat Harvey SNL. Also visit her website, CatHarveySuccessNothingLess.com. So without further ado, Patrick, you know you got the first question. Let's get into this interview.
Right. And so before I give the first question, I'm going to throw out a little bit of shade. That intro was just slightly all right. I would have done it better.
Whatever.
Now, moving on to our guest. So, I got a question. Of course I got a question. It's the interview, right? So, tell us, who is Cat Harvey? And why did, what really motivated you to make the choice to step out and go for your goals, go for your dreams? Like, what really was like, you know what?
I love the sound effects.
Right.
Oh, wow. Well, first of all, I want to thank you guys so much for having me on your show. You guys are doing some amazing things. And, you know, I see nothing but great things for both of you guys. I see this being a huge, huge, huge platform where millions of people are going to come to and learn to live their life by freedom, you know, by choice, and which you guys' this podcast stand for, of all those things, including greatness. But, you know, again, I'm a regular person, you know, just with a big vision, big dream. I live right now in D.C. in the Capitol Hill area, so I travel the world, like you said, interviewing celebrities and people's influence. And the reason why I created my show, you know, like a lot of us know, there's a lot of reality TVs and dramas and movies and things that's on TV more than what value, you know, what value-needed programs are going away. You know, the Oprahs. You know, Steve Harvey's about to retire sooner or later, but a lot of these positive, motivated TV shows, if you watch and you listen, they're going away because it's been saturated by junk, as I call it. Now, don't get me wrong. The reality TV, I mean, it's entertainment. It's cool, but I don't think that everything that we turn on or we show our kids or in our communities should be based in always talking about that. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
And so that's why I created my show, just to show people that, you know, outside of it, especially us being African Americans, that we can be more than just athletes, you know, entertainers, hosts and TV personalities like myself, but people can be chefs. You know, I've had chefs, one of the chefs I've had on my show, she cooked with Floyd Mayweather. Her name's Chef Q. We built relationship, but she came from nothing, you know, and she barely had anything, and now she's making over $1,000 per plate of food that she serves with Floyd Mayweather. So those types of stories that, you know, chef seems uncool to do that somebody may want to do is those stories that I have to show on my show to let people know that it's possible, because a lot of times people don't have access to these certain types of individuals, and then I felt like the interviews that were being shown, that are being shown, some of them, they don't ask the right questions. You know, it's all about, well, who's he sleeping with it, or
right, who exactly.
You talking to? So the questions that aren't going to help somebody get their lives to the next level. It's like, okay, well, you have this person on your show. If you have a Jay-Z on your show, why are you not asking him, you know, what could the average person who want to be a chef, or what are those principles that anybody can use if they want to be successful? So I feel like they weren't digging deep enough. As if I would, which is why I started my show, and I stopped pointing the finger at everybody else, and I took accountability for myself. So, you know what? I'm going to start my own show. And, you know, even now, like, I don't get down. Like, I've had a couple of offers from radio stations and TV segments, but it wasn't right. And so I started my own, you know. So I want to show people that coming from also I'm fighting against the odds, you know. Well, no, the odds are fighting against me. Let me switch that around real quick. They're fighting against me because I'm just not going to stop, you know. This thing, I'm going to make it a national TV show just like Jay-Z did, you know, when he was going around. I'm sorry. That was my alarm. But, you know, like Jay-Z did, you know, nobody would give those guys a record deal, and they had to create Rockefeller Records by themselves.
Right.
And then that's when Def Jam and all of them decided to come on. So, I mean, the same thing's going to happen with the Cage SNL show. You know, the same radio stations who I have approached or TV shows I have approached who say, no, Cat, not right now. it's going to be a different story, you know, once the masses find out. But, you know, it's just all motivation. And like I said, I'm in D.C., and I'm in a non-crime market. So aside from that, I had to come up with ideas like Google Hangouts where virtually I can show my guests from the comfort of their home, you know, telling us the secrets of success along with personal things and things you guys may not have known about that person.
Right.
But, yeah, that's why I created my show.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Now, when we interview certain women, certain women bring a level of confidence that is very impressive, and that's what's coming off of you right now. So I want to kind of go off the beaten path and ask this question.
Okay.
Because I love your confidence. So were you always this confident in yourself? And if not, what did it take for you to really get to this level of confidence and really believe and know, not just believe, but know that you're going to be successful? Like, how did you get to this point?
Well, in the beginning, you know, not to get all spiritual, but I do believe in God, number one. Mm-hmm. Without him, I am nothing. You know, I don't have anything. So he gave me the vision almost 3 years ago to do the show, mind you. I have no special access. I'm nobody's special god sister or cousin or somebody. Like, I'm doing this on my own. And he gave me the vision to do it. Mind you, my background is accounting and business. You know, mm-hmm. That's all I've ever done. I've been an entrepreneur since I was 18 years old. So doing this is completely left field. I have no experience, no mass comm, no journalism. And like I said, I'm truly, truly passionate about it. But he gave me the vision to do it. And I remember like it was yesterday, you know, being with T.I. and Tank at the Sisters Only concert. It's a huge concert they throw here in D.C. every single year. And I remember doing interviews with them, and something just hit me like, oh, man, I can do this for the rest of my life.
Right.
And mind you, even now, you know, I'm still not really getting a whole lot of money, which is why I'm still doing my other businesses. And even if I would still continue them, because it's business and it's making money, and I believe in multiple streams of income. But, so, I mean, it hit me, and like I said, it took a lot of people. Like, I think one of the most, I don't know, like the Kim Whitley's, the Donnie Simpsons, the Ty Dolla $ign, like every interview that I've gotten that I thought I couldn't get, it just gave me that extra confidence, you know, especially during the times where I've heard no, or I remember driving an hour and a half, which is Baltimore away from D.C., to do a particular interview with somebody. And literally I'm there, and it's Mother's Day. This was last year. It's Mother's Day. I'm there with my videographer. And mind you, it's an hour and a half from my house. Mm-hmm. It's Mother's Day. I want to chill with my mom, but, you know, those sacrifices that I'm making for something that's not making me any money. And then at the end of the day, the manager is nowhere to be found, and I end up not doing the interview. So I spent the whole day in Baltimore and not end up doing the interview.
Right.
So those types of things, man, it's going to test you, and it's going to build your confidence, and it's the no's that build you. You know what I'm saying? The yeses, I feel like, build your character in this business, in whatever you want to do in life, but the no's are definitely going to build you.
Yeah, you're definitely right about that, because when people tell me no, I say, all right, well, I watch.
Yeah. You familiar with everything you just said?
Oh yeah, we've gone through some things with this show. We've gone, you know, we had a, what was that, September. We had at least five guests. We had five guests scheduled that month, and all but one didn't show. And then next month we had a couple up and downs. And then Marcus Garvey's son, Dr. Julius Garvey, he showed. So we really scratching our heads. We like, hold on, Dr. Garvey's son show up. I mean, Marcus Garvey's son show up, but some of these other people didn't. What happened? And we just had to learn, you know what? Don't worry about that. Just move forward.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Just keep swimming. Isn't that what Doris said?
I guess.
You quoting Finding Nemo. All right, next question. So, so your show is called Cat Harvey, Success Nothing Less. I gotta ask, to be clear, You're not nowhere connected to Steve Harvey, are you?
That's a good question. I can't fully answer that. I can't say yes, but I can't say no. But it's something that has been brought up. And it's so funny because his family is from Lynchburg, and my family is from Lynchburg. And if you don't know, Lynchburg is a very, very, very small town, and it's not a lot of black people up there. and we have the same features. So it's something that has been brought up, and his team and my team have been talking now about doing something to come. But I'm not sure yet. But when I get that answer, I'm sure the world will know.
In the world will know.
The world will find out.
That's true. You wouldn't be able to keep that a secret. Nosy people like Joe would be all up in your business.
Yeah. Yeah. You know how I do, right?
So, Cat Harvey, success, nothing less. Why'd you choose to go with that name, Success Nothing Less? What's the message you're hoping to get out to your audience?
Well, I think it's part of who I am. Success Nothing Less is not a saying, it's a lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you here on this earth if you don't want to have success nothing less? What if it's in your relationship? What if it's spiritually? What if it's financially? What if it's physically? Like, who don't want to be at their best at all time in every area of their life? You know what I'm saying? So I came up with Success Nothing Less. That's who I am. And, you know, it sounds cool. And I just added my name in the front because Cat Harvey, Success Nothing Less. So that's who I am. It's what my purpose is, which is why I created the show. And, you know, everybody loves it and everybody can relate to it. You know what I'm saying? So That's why I created the name.
But I think what you are saying is very, very, very important for people to hear because with me just being active in the community here in Florida, you'd be surprised how many people don't realize that they can be as successful as they want to be. And especially a lot of young girls who grow up in certain areas, certain households, certain neighborhoods. To them, success is, I made it to 18 and didn't have a baby. But, you know, I'm all about, especially with the youth, showing them something different. And see, that's one reason why I'm really interested in you, because you are able to show people something different. You're able, especially our young girls, able to show them something different. But you are a success that they can see and say, you know what, that success looks like me as well. And so, she's a woman who I can model myself after. And so that's why I think it's so powerful what you're saying and just the whole idea and the branding that you put behind your show, because it's planting seeds in other people. You may not realize, but it's planting seeds in other people, and especially younger girls, because they're seeing what you're doing and say, well, you know, I can be whatever I can be, because look at Cat Harvey. So, if you had described yourself in two words, what would those words be, and why would you choose these two words to describe yourself?
I'm a boss. I don't know if that was three or two or four, but
it don't matter.
Yeah,
that's two.
I'm a boss.
Yeah, I'm a is one word.
I'm a, that's a slang, y'all. We doing slang today.
There you go.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a boss. I mean, like, and what that means is I will not take no for an answer. You know what I'm saying? Especially with something that I really, really want and I'm going to go after. I carried everything like a boss. Like, I'm going to do it to the best. I don't do stuff half
you said.
You know? If I'm going to do it, nah, because I don't cuss. Oh, my God.
Okay. Half behind.
I'm glad you said that now, because I curse.
But no, I mean, everything I do, man, I do it with 1,000%. I mean, like, and I think integrity is huge, you know, and the part of being a boss is keeping your word, you know. At the end of the day, all I have is my word. Like I said, I will be with you guys today on the podcast. I don't take that for granted. You know, anybody that's willing to talk to me or share my platform or just connect with me, I just don't take it for granted. So I just try to keep my word and then live my life by just doing right, man, treating people others how I want to be treated.
That's what's up. That is what's
boss.
Up.
Boss.
I like that. Boss. I like how she said it. Hey, man, if you didn't know, now you know.
Right. Okay, man. Stepping on toes. 10 toes down. I'm a boss.
It's all
straight
good.
That's
what's up.
Yeah. So, Miss Boss. That, you should put that in the. Never mind. All right. So, so Miss Boss, what would you say your most notable or memorable interview so far has been, and what made that interview so memorable?
Oh man. I'm going to tie this question into various questions you guys have asked me. You know, how did I know this is what I wanted to do type of thing. You know, why I created my show. But my most iconic and memorable interview so far has been Donnie Simpson. And you guys know him, radio legend, Tino Martin. I mean, everywhere. Over 40-some years in the radio industry. And the reason why I love him, man, he's just so humble. But when I met him, let me tell you how God works, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Radio 1. They had a 30-year anniversary. And Donnie Simpson, this is after Donnie Simpson was gone for a couple of years. So he came back. And I got invited to go to his party at Radio 1 down in Silver Spring, Maryland. So God knows I had a lot to do that day, but I figured out my schedule. And mind you, if you guys haven't created a vision board, you need to create it. I know I used to think it was cheesy, but this actually works. So I created my vision board. I'm going to kind of go back and forth sometimes, so just bear with me. But I made my vision board last year. So what was that? Last year was 2016, yeah. So December 31st, 2015, I made my vision board of about 20 people, right? And out of those 20 people, probably about 2 have been on my show, right? So, well, no, that person already had. I can say one that I really care about. So Donnie was a top one because my goal for the show has been to be a celebrity in my space, in my backyard first. So he was on my vision board. I said, I'm going to get Donnie. But, you know, I'm thinking like 2, 3, 5 years from now, you know, not 7 months from when I put that up. So 7 months from when I put that up, December 31st, 2015, this guy came on my show. And what's so crazy is that I went with the intention of I'm going to have him in my show. And I prayed upon it even before I got to his Radio 1 celebration and even there. So while I'm there, his assistant recognizes me. This is why you guys need to put your work out on social media because you never know who's watching. And it's subconsciously people's mind. His assistant recognized that, oh, my God, I know you from somewhere. I'm like, I don't know who you are, but I'm Kat Harvey. She's like, I know that's what I seen you. I seen you on YouTube, but one of my girlfriends shared your videos, and I'm like, okay, cool. I said, man, you know what? I would love to. I said, man, if you had any ways, I didn't know she was assistant to Donnie. She does all of Donnie's social media work, and her name's Miss Ricky. So I said, man, Miss Ricky, I said, man, is there any way I could interview Donnie Simpson? I said, man, I would love to have him on my show. I never met Donnie a day in my life, right? So he's just so warm, so humble. He hugs everybody in the room. Mind you, it's like 20, 25 people there for his celebration, right, of him returning to radio. And he hugs everybody. We're sitting, you know, then he moves everybody to the radio station. We're chilling. We're relaxing. And the young guys who I was talking to earlier, you know, just carrying conversation. And that's why it's important that, you know, you got to kind of watch who you're talking to at all times because you never know who knows who. So the young guy that I was talking to while they were celebrating Donnie was Donnie Simpson's producer. And he's young. Like, Rich Hill has got to be in his 30s. I mean, I don't know, but he looks young. I didn't think he was a producer. So we're in the radio station, chopping it up. And you know, this Ricky told Rick Till, hey, you know, Kat wants to interview Donnie. He's like, oh, okay, give her my card. So long story short, you know, after we were about to leave the station, Donnie Simpson, was, you know, we had a great conversation, and I said, man, I would love to interview you. He wanted me to interview him right then and there. I'm like, hold on, I need to get my question. Right. You ain't going to have me looking messed up on the first go around, right? So I'm like, no, we got to play. So, you know, 2 weeks later, and like you said, you know, I'm praying, I'm crossing my fingers. I was like, God, please, no mistake, no, can we do it another time? So we got it, you know, we got it done, man. And it was just one of my most memorable interviews, man, because I was just so present. And then it's just fascinating how when you're aligned with your purpose, man, and yes. You keep your word, you do right by people, and you just stay true to who you are, man. And it's just going to come on God's time, man. It's not our time, it's God's time. And that's one of the best interviews. Donnie Sims is a great friend of mine today. And, you know, it's important to go to events, you guys. I mean, look at that event at Radio 1. I wasn't expecting all that, but you never know that person that you guys are looking for, your breakthrough, your business, and your careers, man. They're at these events, and you guys need to get out. So Donnie Simpson is definitely one of the most iconic interviews of all time right now, and even still.
that is so cool. Because I watched both parts, and, you know, I thought you guys knew each other for a while, just the way you were interacting in the interview. I mean, it's like, you know, he knew your daddy or something, the way y'all were vibing. So that's kudos to you, though, because, I mean, you have a certain level of confidence, and you know, you say you don't have a background in communication, but you obviously were built to do this, because the way you just interact is so cool. But that was a great interview. But I also enjoyed, I thought what was pretty cool is your Crab Boss interview. Because now when I come up there, I got to go to Crab Boss because I seen him on your show. You know. So, but that's cool, because you're willing to give somebody like him space on your show, because you find what he's doing is interesting and is something uplifting. But, you know, you are the boss, so, and you got to shine. And y'all remember, y'all listening, the boss told you to get out your house, go network, go meet people, go to these events. So when she talk, y'all better listen.
Yeah, and that's my first time sharing the full story with you guys. So you guys got an exclusive just now.
Hey, we appreciate. Oh shoot, we feel good now. We appreciate that on the freedom train. Huh?
What button you finna press?
Which one you want me? See,
that's you got a bomb, bro, or the lightning strike.
You want a bomb? Or we ain't got no lightning strike, man.
We got a lightning strike. It's just labeled right. Joe, you supposed to already be on it, man.
Whatever, Mr. Freestyle. All right, so success, nothing less, like we said, is incorporated in the title of your show. That's what you all about. So when you were young and you were dreaming of success, was like some of the things you're doing now, and I know you say the show is something new, but just because you say you're an entrepreneur as well, so were those some of the things that you envisioned for yourself that would be success, or did some of these things just kind of come along the road as you matriculated through life and as you learned more and as you gained more interest? Because, you know, you are the boss, and, you know, you independently wealthy. So to be able to do that, you know, you had to have some kind of vision. So did it kind of start early, or just manifested over time?
I think as I've gotten older, you know, I made more of a decision of what's important to me. Like when I was young, I'm like, you know, I want a Mercedes. Like, so for instance, when I was 17, my first car was a Mercedes-Benz truck, right? Okay. Then I bought a 650 at 23. So I've had it for about 4 years. I'm about to get a G-Wagon and so forth. But these things that people go after, you know, I've been able to do that at a very young age, you know, and have businesses and be able to travel. I used to live in Nice, France, and Monaco, which is one of the most prominent places. Celebrities, they vacation there all the time. But I actually lived there when I was 19 years old. So, man, I mean, being a boss, you know, it's just levels to it. You know, now it's about getting my, it's about the show, getting my finance in order, because now it's like, okay, I got the cars, I have success, I have the lifestyle, but now it's like, you know what, I want a jet. So my next boss move is a jet. I mean, because I travel so much and it makes sense. And most people don't have one. They rather spend their money, you know, getting cars and jewelry, and I have all those things. But now for me, it's about things making sense and making money, and then, you know, being able to use my money to buy me more time, you know, and the jet is going to do that. So my next boss move is to get a jet.
That's what's up. That's a freedom train first. Y'all better open up y'all ears. She getting a jet. All right, so get your mind right. I'm telling you, if you listening to this and you, your wheels are not turning, something wrong with you, because she telling y'all she about to get a jet. So get your mind right. You better get on your game. I love it.
I'm trying to think. When was the last person? Last time I ever heard somebody say they was getting a jet.
And you ain't never heard nobody say that outside of Curve Flow Dollar.
You might be right, bro.
Right. But I feel good, because that means, hey, we moving up in life. Because, shoot, you got to surround yourself with the best people. So, shoot, yes, ma'am, get your jet.
Yes. So, I got a question. You talked a bit about financial independence, being an entrepreneur, and things like that. And in your bio, I believe it was mentioned that you wanted to help others find financial independence. How do you help people become financially free?
Well, how do I do that? I used to be in an industry that I'm no longer part of, in the MLO industry, and I did have some success in it. So that's a main reason that I wasn't able to do that. And now I'm in the process of creating a program to show people how they can create financial independence through their businesses. So that's something that I'm currently working on, where people don't have to feel like, you know, by going into the MLM industry, which is network marketing, if you guys don't know that. I don't want to play the industry. It's been great. It was cool for me. I met a lot of great people, had some success. But I don't want people to feel like that's the only way they can earn passive income, you know, without doing whatever their passion is. So, for instance, if you want to become a chef or if you want to become a teacher, I'm going to set up a program where you can be able to monetize those gifts that you already have. You know what I'm saying? And just find that niche in that market to be able to get in. So being financially independent on your own terms without being tied down to a job or industry because of the money. So right. I'm putting a program right now. I'm going to do ebooks and everything else to help people and start doing more videos. So that's something that, you know, the interviews are cool, but, you know, I felt like, I don't know if you guys are going to ask me, but I'm going to just throw this in, but I felt like, what, you know, we are our biggest critics. I'm one of my biggest critics, so I felt like what's going to help my show is doing more interviews like these, because I have turned a lot of them down in the past because I'm like, I'm not ready. I just want to focus on my show. I don't want to talk about myself. Like, I was kind of like the Jay-Z, like the low-key type person in the room, but now I have to let people know who I am as a person. And, you know, when somebody buys you, you know, they're buying to your lifestyle, you know, they feel like they're part of you, you know. So I felt like I had to show more of myself and my opinions. And like I said, with the program I'm going to have coming out, it's going to allow me to do that. And like I said, the free videos on my YouTube and on my social media, it's going to be able to help people as well. So that's how I'm going to be able to financially help people, by sharing information that has worked for me. And like I said, my interviews too. I mean, that's another free source, you know. I'm tracking down these people. With blood, sweat, and tears, you know, to get the free information to you guys. I mean, that's what it's all for, man. It's all about helping each other and stop being stingy, you know, stop being crabs in a barrel, you know. If somebody makes it, I mean, we all can make it, you know, and that's what it's about for me.
Well, I just want to ask this as an extension to that question. Why do you think more of our people, more African Americans, don't seek financial freedom? Do you think it's like tradition passed down or lack of knowledge? But because I know even down here in the South, a lot of people are content with poor and struggle. So why do you think some people are content with having less and don't think outside the box?
I think, first of all, even being African American or even Americans, people are sleepwalking, you know. Mm-hmm. People are going to jobs they hate. They're going home, the husbands and wives they don't want to be married to, and they're sleepwalking. They're what we call unconsciously competent. So they're not even aware that they're making these decisions. They'd rather go to Starbucks and buy the clothes and buy the big house, buy the car, but they don't even have their finances straight. You know, most people still don't even have health insurance, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's becoming aware of these things and then putting – and then also what I found in my life, it doesn't help, but if you tell your money what to do before you get your money, then you can better plan for that. And then you got to be able to sacrifice. Like, you might not be able to get those jewelries or those Louboutins or go to Greece or wherever you're trying to go. Like, the fun stuff you guys want to do every month or weekends or whatever with your kids, that stuff won't have to get cut. So it's making those sacrifices and then telling your money what to do. And I've gotten that principle from Dave Ramsey. Because I know I was spending a lot of money here and there, and I'm looking up like, dang, all that money I spent on these purses and shoes, I could have had that in my bank account, you know. But once you become consciously competent of what you're doing, okay, and how you're spending your money, what's going in and out, you begin to make those decisions. And then you need to have people in your life that's going to encourage you to do that, not people that's going to say, when you're trying to save for a trip or for a jet, for instance, me, and, you know, and or invest. I can't be around people that want to go to the mall all the time. Like, that's going to get distracted, you know.
Right.
So it's getting around and surrounding yourself with those people, and that doesn't mean you don't be friends with anymore. That just means you just kind of, you know, talk to them from a distance, you know, hang out with them from a distance. But you just got to be aware and just make those decisions over and over and over again and making a commitment.
Now, that's so true. That is so, so true. All right, so I want to, you know, do a little visualization right now, because, like you said, you are going to make the Cat Harvest Success Nothing Less show a national radio show and a national TV show. So can you kind of use your words to help us visualize what your show would look and sound like and how your show would also help to inspire others and change lives? So what color the couch going to be? I want to see what color the carpet going to be, all that stuff about
okay,
the Cat Harvest show.
Okay, now, I haven't gone that far. I don't know if I can answer that. You know, what is my show is like? Man, it's multi-racial, you know. It's different religions, different races, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Oprah's show, you know, the people that came to her show times a thousand. You know, I want to sell out arenas. I want my show to get so big that it's going to be people standing outside trying to get to my show, but they can't come in. So I'm about to start doing tours around the world to different stadiums. That's my vision, you know, to grow outside of just taping at the studios. And, of course, my radio show, I want to be able to do that on the go, you know, be at different places doing my podcast and whatever else I decide to do. But all ethnicity, you know, not just because I'm black, but I want to have everybody from all races, all nationalities, religions, listening to my show and going to the next level and be able to show their kids, you know, something positive and show their kids that, hey, you know, if this person wants to become a teacher, watch Cat show. You know what I'm saying? It's not just athletes on there. So just being another thing or idea that their dreams can become possible too.
That's what's up. That is what's up.
So how long is all of that going to take, you think?
I don't know, because I mean, even with my show now, I mean, The friends I've gained, the relationships I've made, I mean, like I said, I got Donnie Simpson in a year and some change. Like, less than 2 years of me doing my show, okay, amateurly, with no background. He didn't know me from a can of paint. For him to come on my show was everything, you know, and it's just going to go bigger. So I can't put a price. I don't, you know, in my work, in my success, I think you shouldn't put a deadline on certain things. You know, yes, I have short-term and long-term goals, but I don't beat myself up no more about it if I don't meet them. Like, as long as I do my best day in, day out, it's going to come, you know. So it's going to come.
It sure will. It sure will. So.
Message.
Mm-hmm.
Message. So. Go ahead, Joe, because my question coming and I'm getting out.
I see, because you keep saying message.
That's right. Message.
All right, so why was it important for you to and we kind of hammering something home that we said earlier, but why is it important for you to truly do what you want to do, be who you want to be as successful as you want to be, and how did that decision that you made, and not just that decision, but the actions you took after that, how did that help improve your self-esteem?
Hold on, you said a lot. I'm trying to remember everything.
Well, it says, you know, you made the choice to be who you want to be. You made the choice to be the boss. Let me say it like that. You made the choice to be the boss. So, that, like, let's say after you made that choice and you start taking action and you start, you know, how you start noticing things about yourself. So, to you, from your point of view, what type of impact did that have on your self-esteem? How did that help improve your self-esteem?
Man, I think self-esteem, I guess, you know, self-esteem is part of character. So as far as my character, I used to have a real bad habit with procrastination, you know. I'm supposed to call this person. I'm supposed to do something, and I don't do it. So, you know, me having to make the phone calls to call these different agencies back, and talent agencies and publicists and PRs and management companies and talent agencies and so forth, procrastination will kill your success. And it will kill your self-esteem because a lot of times, because of what we think we can or cannot do, we tend to not do them. You know what I'm saying? We feel like something's too hard. We don't go against it. And a lot of times, like I said, that's Donnie Simpson's situation. I didn't think I was qualified to do that interview, but I had to have enough guts and not procrastinate on sending the invite back and actually going up there. You know what I'm saying? So procrastination was very huge in my success, to stop procrastinating and take action. You know, even when I was afraid or I didn't feel like it, and even the times now when I don't feel like doing certain interviews, not with you guys, though. But but, you know, certain interviews I have done. I mean, I'm human. I get tired and
right.
I wanna hang out and chill, but I got to do an interview. So, you know, just those decisions that I've made and I've had a commitment to keep following through and then not procrastinate on those.
Tell me about it. Because I know I was. You know what? Nah. You know what, though? One of the most powerful quotes that I ever heard, it was the stupidest thing I ever heard in my life when I first heard it. But then one day it came back to me, and it, you know, all of a sudden it wasn't stupid anymore. I even forget who said it. That's how stupid it was when I first heard it. But they said, 100% of businesses that don't start fail.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, and I took that, and at first I was like, that's stupid. Shut up. That don't make no damn sense. Of course they fail. But then, you know, as you think about it, you know, you come into the thinking of you know, this person is talking about procrastination, about taking action, about doing things, and basically saying, if you don't do anything, then it's assured that you never will do anything. And, you know, when I twisted it that way, it's something that stuck with me. Like, every time I'm at a point where I don't want to make a phone call or I don't want to work on this project or work on that project, or as you said, I don't want to do this particular interview or that particular interview or this, that, and the third, you know, that always comes back to me. Well, the easiest, you know, the fastest way to stagnate and stay where I am in life is to not do anything different, you know, to keep doing what I'm doing, to stay exactly where I am, to cut everything off and just do what I've been doing. And if you're in a place where you're not where you want to be, that's not necessarily a good thing. So, I'm rambling, but somewhere in there, there was a message. Go ahead.
Hey, we got it. Ding. We got it. So, I want to ask this. So, as a black woman who decided to take her life and her dreams into her own hands and be the boss, what advice would you give to our young women and girls who may be apprehensive about following their dreams?
Well, for that one, I can say, you know, I love the gay community, number one. Let me say that first, because what I'm about to say is important. Whether if you're gay or whether if you are straight or whatever, whoever you decide to deal with for the rest of your life or whatever, whether it's marriage or whether it's just to have a partner, they have to be aligned, you know. You can't be with somebody that's insecure of your success, because I was in a relationship and didn't know that this person was insecure of my success. You know, and it really does, because then, you know, it's always, well, why are you doing this? You know, it messes up with your creativity. And it messes with your self-esteem, because you're like, okay, I thought I can do that, but he said that maybe this is too much, or he said that you think you all that. And, you know, these types of sayings, it gets into your subconscious. You know what I'm saying? And then it gets into your self-esteem and work ethic. But my biggest thing is, man, whoever you're going to be with, man, make sure they support your vision and your dreams. And I'm grateful to have that person now, the right person. But to have that, you know, and also, you know, keep God first. That's how I've been able to have the success without having the background. You know, only he could have done this. And then thirdly, you got to be able to outwork yourself, you know. Forget the competition. You are your competition. So every day I try to outwork myself. I try to get better at my show. You know, like I told you guys earlier, you know, what can I do to make my show more effective? You know, how can I get people more in tune with who I am as a person, as opposed to keep hiding behind these interviews? You know what I'm saying? I try to let people get to know who I am as a person. So asking right. those three questions and getting clarity on those three things, man, you're bound to be a boss.
Hey, yeah. You heard it. And like I told you, when the boss said, you listen. And make sure you all visit www.catharveysnl.com. Make sure you visit it so you can learn more about her and get inspired more. All right, so. We come to our last question, which is our special question, and we always set this question up a certain way. This is Patrick's favorite question. So we're gonna kind of set it off a little bit like this.
So, Miss Boss, if you were the all-knowing, all-powerful, all-ever, omnipotent, all of those other big words that mean you control everything, see everything, and do everything. What would you change in the black community, and what would your message to the people be?
I would change our mindset. I would change, and when I say mindset, I mean the support. You know what I'm saying? Like, supporting our black businesses, man, we don't do it. We're quick to pay for, you know, whatever's in Macy's at full price. But if our best friend or if one of our aunties or brothers and sisters is selling a product or they have a new business out and you won't even pay $20 or $15 to support their dream, you know, which is crazy. But then when they get successful, you're going to be the main one, you know, asking or saying, well, I know this person and I know that person. So, I mean, supporting, man, and it goes back to the crabs in the barrel. I mean, if one person makes it, we all make it, and, you know, don't block your blessing by not supporting somebody, especially if they're doing something right, you know. So that's something that I would say and do.
That's what's up. And, you know, like we always we like to record these that particular answer from all of our guests, because we just love the array of answers that we get and the different mindsets that people have and how they answer the question. Because even sometimes people may have the same premise, but how they get to it is different. So we just love that question. And you know what you're saying is correct. We have to support each other, and you know, that's what your platform. That's what you use your platform for, and that's what we use our platform for. And that's one of the reasons why we want to make sure that we have you on the Freedom Train, so we can make sure that we are supporting you. We're using our resources and our platform to support you. And everybody who's listening to this, make sure you support Kat Harvey. Go to her website, KatHarveySNL.com. Make sure you subscribe to her, Kat Harvey Success Nothing Less, the Kat Harvey SNL YouTube channel. Support this woman, because she is the boss, and she is doing great, amazing things out here in the world. And like you say, the mindset that she has is an amazing mindset, and it's something that needs to be infectious and going to the next person and the next person and the next person. So I just want to,
go ahead. I'm going to interrupt you real quick with a little fact, a little tidbit of Freedom Train history from the rails of yesteryear.
Go ahead.
The last person to make a statement regarding changing our mindset and the way we support ourselves in business was you. When you said that black people that don't support black businesses at least 10 times a week should go to jail. And you said that January of 2016.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, that came out of left field, but it do apply. but seriously, though, I mean, like we have to support. I saw a video earlier of one of the CEOs of a black bank. I didn't get all the information, but she's giving the same messages that's been given for decades, and we have the potential to do it. We just need to do it, and we have the talent. Look, we have the talent. You can't tell us that we don't have the talent. We just need to invest more in ourselves, because like people like you, Kat, like you already blowing up. You already taking over the world, but you're going to be so much more successful because of just the attitude that you have. But with you helping people and people getting behind you and supporting you like we're supposed to. So I just, you know, one thing is I really appreciate you taking time out your busy schedule to come rock with us at the Freedom Train, as we really appreciate it. You could have been anywhere else, but you chose to be here with us. We really appreciate that. We want to make sure that people support you, be able to get more fans and get more people behind you. And I wish you much success in life. And thank you for stopping by.
Oh, thank you guys so much. I truly appreciate you guys. Freedom Train, Freedom. I'm messing up the podcast, right?
It's all good.
I'm so excited, but everybody you guys' platform, man, it's powerful, man. And what you guys are doing is tremendous and amazing. And, you know, time is one thing we all can't get back. So I truly appreciate you guys' time and effort for putting this together. I had so much fun getting to know you guys and being able to.
Oh, yes. No problem. We definitely going to have to stay in touch. We friends now. And
right, we're friends. Yay.
Yes, ma'am. So, you know, and we're not going to hold you up no longer, but once again, we really appreciate you, and much success in life.
Thank you.
All right. See you later. All right. still there? Cool. She kind of broke up a little bit at the end, but it's all good. Cat Harvey. I ain't never did this. What a hand clap. So I just like her confidence, man. That confidence. Once again, make sure you support her. Cat Harvey SNL.com. Go to YouTube. Type in Cat Harvey SNL. Subscribe to her YouTube channel. You're gonna like her interviews. You're gonna like her information. You're gonna like what she do. And she the boss, and she said so. So you got to do what the boss tell you to do.
She definitely had a lot of confidence, boy.
Man. Hey, look. We got to step our game up. We got to get us some new friends.
I got to get some friends, period, bro.
Let's shoot. Nah, man. All right, my wheels going to be turning all night after that. But man, look, you know, we from down here in the South, man. And we don't have a lot of people with mindsets like that. So that's very refreshing. And for a lot of people, that's very new. And, you know, I love the maturity level that you and I have, because her confidence for some people can be intimidating, but for me, man, that's how you supposed to be. That's how you step out like that every day. Step out on faith. Step out on confidence. Step out knowing that you are the boss. Step out knowing that you are great, and that's how you get the way you're going.
But that's what you talk about. You know, when you have a certain level of confidence yourself, you're not intimidated by other confident people. You know, matter of fact, you prefer being around confident people. So
exactly.
So, you know, if you got a problem being around confident people, you probably got some self-esteem issues you need to work out.
Right. Man, you know, that was a fun interview, and I look forward to building with her and, you know, having her back on the show in the future. Hey, Pat wanted to tell y'all something about our calendars. Tell y'all about our PAX Inc. calendars and where you can get the calendars from. Tell them, Pat.
Oh, yeah. So, we still got some PAX codes and calendars for 2017, featuring our 12 codes of conduct, one for each month. Also featuring Black History Facts for each month, various Black History birthdays in each month. This is more than just a calendar, people. This is an educational tool that you can use to teach Black history, to learn about yourself, you know, to incorporate various different ways that you can begin to, you know, change your behavior and the behavior of your family to create a difference in the community with the codes of conduct. So this is, and beyond that, it's the very first PAX Inc. calendar, which means that eventually, at some point, it's going to become a classic collectible item worth a lot of money. So you might as well buy two copies, right? You want to buy one that you can use, and then you want to buy another one that you put in, you know, you put in plastic somewhere where can't nobody mess with it, so that 20, 30 years from now, it'd be worth $4,500, $6,000, $600 million.
There it is.
I'm just putting it out there like it is. So you can
splash.
You can get the calendar by going to www.paxinc.org. That's PACTSINC.org. And once you get on the site, you can either go to the store tab. It's the only item in the store right now. Or you can go to the code. And right underneath the code, there'll be a drop down that says calendars. If you click on that, boom, the calendar will pop up. So that's where you can go place your order. You can use PayPal if you don't want to use PayPal. We have an alternative processor that'll take your credit card straight as is. And you should get your calendar within a week or two at the most of your order date. If you don't have about 2 weeks, send a message and let us know what's going on.
And these things are selling fast, so make sure you get your order in real quick, because these calendars are moving. They're moving. Also, what's really moving is my book, On the Shoulders of Giants, Volume 1, North America. I know it's Black History Month now, but my motto is we will tell our own stories. We're going to do it 365 days out of the year. So make sure you go to my website, www.ontheshouldersone.com. You get a copy of my book, On the Shoulders Giants, Volume 1, North America, where I'm profiling 10 sung and unsung heroes of the African diaspora. But in this specific volume, I'm focusing on North America, which is Canada, the United States, and Mexico. So, know thyself. You got to know ourselves. But, you know, once again, shouts out to Cat Harvey, the boss. He is Patrick Irvin. I'm Joseph Ward. And also, shout out to our co-host, Jamie. He had extra parental duties. He couldn't make it today, but it's all good because he's being a good Samaritan. So, shout out to everybody. And thank you to everybody who tuned in to the Freedom Train, who've been supporting us. It's been a good ride these last 3.5 years. If you've been with us through our ups and downs, we've been able to grow. We've been able to get better. Thank you to Mr. Terry Banks for all that he's taught us. Thank you to Sam Carter for supporting us from the beginning. To WTXL 1450, thank you for them for at least letting us have that platform that we had to be able to expand ourselves. And just thank you to everybody. Tammy, because Tammy putting her time in, being a co-host sometimes, Fitz for helping us out when he did. Thank you to everybody who's helped us get to this point. And we're going further. We're going higher and higher and higher. So make sure y'all stay along this train, because it's going down. Peace.